Administration officials are cautioning in advance that the joint declaration the Israelis and Palestinians will issue at the close of the one-day meeting will not reflect progress on the core issues of the Middle East dispute, such as the status of Jerusalem and the future rights of Palestinian refugees. But they do say it will commit the sides to reopen full-scale negotiations aimed at an agreement for a two-state solution of the Middle East conflict, hopefully before the end of President Bush's term in January of 2009. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice laid the groundwork for the meeting with 8 trips to the Middle East this year. Largely due to those efforts, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas have already begun regular meetings on the outlines of a peace accord, the so-called political horizon. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick says the Annapolis conference, attended by more than 40 countries, including Saudi Arabia, Syria, and other major Arab countries, will amount to an international endorsement of a negotiating process that is already underway.
They agreed that Annapolis, rather than an end in of itself, would be more of a launching point for going forward, launching into final status negotiations. It would take place over some time. So it is an endorsement and the signal of support for that process and the fact that these two leaders have taken a major step in trying to bring about peace to the Middle East and peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
President Bush met separately with President Abbas and Prime Minister Olmert Monday on the eve of the meeting here, and the three will officially open the conference with brief remarks. Secretary Rice will then chair 3 plenary meetings during the course of the day. The first will deal with Israeli-Palestinian peacemaking, the second, institution building for the envisaged Palestinian state, and the final one late Tuesday on the outlines of a comprehensive peace between Israel and the Arab world. Administration officials are stressing the presence here of all 12 member countries of the Arab League's Special Committee on the organization's 2002 peace overture to Israel, most of which do not have diplomatic relations with Israel. The Arab League plan, renewed by the organization earlier this year, offers Israel Arab-wide political recognition if it reaches peace with the Palestinians and settles outstanding issues with Syria. Syria has made its presence here dependent on its ability to raise the issue of the Golan Heights, which Israel seized from Syria in the 1967 Middle East War. U.S. officials say the Syrian delegate, Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad, is free to do this in the closing plenary on broader regional issues. David Gullis, VOA News, Annapolis.